Welcome to the Netzpolitik TV podcast.
Thanks, honored to be here.
Name is Markus Beckedahl. I always have to announce it in the beginning, I was told. Your name is Daniel Weitzner.
Correct.
Is that correct? Yeah.
And you're spelled incorrectly in the German Weitzner, but I don't think it would be spelled TZ anymore, right? It would be W-E-I-S-N-E-R, I think.
Probably. It's unclear. We have, we have a reform of our writing. You're involved with the MIT and with the Obama campaign.
Correct.
What are you doing with the Obama campaign?
Well, back about a year ago, the Obama campaign, when it was quite small and very much the underdog in the presidential race here in the United States, reached out to many people in the internet technology community all around the United States, people in academia, people in advocacy groups, from people in business, to solicit opinions about what issues are important in public policy related to the internet and the web. And there was a committee put together outside the campaign, the Telecommunications, Media, and Technology Committee. I was asked to join it. We spent some time brainstorming on the issues that we thought were most important for the campaign to consider. We did this entirely on a voluntary basis. There was no assistance really initially from the campaign. They asked us to do it, but they none of us are working for the campaign. So we spent time coming up with a list of issues we thought were important, writing a whole series of short internal briefing papers. And then at some point, when we felt we had the ideas well organized, we presented them to the campaign. And the campaign then took them and produced the paper that I discussed at this conference yesterday, which is a kind of a comprehensive white paper on internet policy priorities for Senator Obama that he would use to guide his administration if he becomes president.
And what are the concrete principles or positions?
Well, I would say that the unifying principle really is a commitment to the importance of the openness of the internet. I think that there's a recognition that the internet as an open platform really has been of tremendous importance, both for the economic life of the United States, the political life, the cultural life. It enables things like this blog, right? And I would say that the overriding interest of the campaign really, in the way that they distilled all the advice that we gave them, the overriding interest really is in keeping the internet open. That has implications on a number of specific internet policy issues, the issue that we call in the States here the net neutrality issue, that is making sure that internet service providers are providing non-discriminatory access to the internet. It has implications for privacy. If people don't feel their privacy is adequately protected, they won't feel free to interact through the web as openly as they might. They might worry that they would be discriminated against based on ideas they express or people they associate with. So privacy is a very important principle. There's a commitment to make sure that high-speed internet access is available throughout the United States. We're a large country. We have a great variety of population concentrations.
What are the concrete positions of the white paper?
So maintaining the openness of the internet translates into a series of concrete positions, concrete public policy positions. The first of which is a strong statement in favor of net neutrality. Net neutrality is the name that we've given to the issue in the United States regarding ensuring that internet service providers offer non-discriminatory access to content on the internet. We've had the experience here in the U.S. in a couple of occasions in which some internet service providers have discriminated against certain kinds of applications or certain kinds of content. Maybe they've blocked voice over IP traffic, or they've blocked or slowed down peer-to-peer traffic. And the Obama campaign is committed to ensuring that if a service provider is offering access to the internet, that that means access to the whole internet without limitation or discrimination or restriction. Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone will have access at the same speed. Some people pay for higher speed than other speeds, but they should still be able to get to the whole web. Failure to do that could harm not only the economic development of services on the web, but probably more importantly harm the democratic nature of the web. The second issue that's quite important is protection of privacy on the web. I think on the one hand we understand that we're all living in an increasingly open and transparent society. We reveal more and more information about ourselves, but we still want to make sure that information is not used to harm people. Particularly, we want to make sure that we're not discriminating against people based on their political beliefs or their economic affiliations or whatever else it might be. To the extent that people feel that information about the way they use the web or the things they do on the web, say on the web, are used against them, they'll be disinclined to participate in the web, and that's something that we think is quite important to protect against. That requires, in some ways, enforcing existing privacy laws, but also considering new laws, again, that focus to a larger extent on making sure that information is not misused. We recognize that there's more and more information collected, that people put more and more information out about themselves. That doesn't mean it should be available for any purpose whatsoever. Also important to the openness and accessibility of the internet is simply to make sure that people have access to high quality and affordable broadband services. We're a big country here, and it's not so hard to provide affordable access to the internet in large urban areas or even suburban areas, but we have pretty big, relatively empty parts of the country. There are still people there in those empty parts of the country, and we want to make sure that there are the adequate regulatory mechanisms and funding mechanisms to be sure that those areas are well served by internet access as well. Very closely related to many of these issues are a whole series of questions regarding the status of copyright and patent and other sorts of intellectual property rights. The campaign believes that intellectual property protection is important and is committed to protecting it both in the United States and around the world. There's still quite a lot of theft of copyrighted material. But by the same token, we want to make sure that both copyright law and patent law doesn't go overboard and stifle the free flow of information. Senator Obama has called for a reform of the U.S. patent system. Our patent system is somewhat more permissive in granting patents than the European patent system or than the individual patent offices of the European countries. There's a sense that while it's important to protect, to encourage inventors to continue to invent and make sure that they get a fair reward when their inventions are valuable, if we become kind of closed in by what some people call a patent thicket, if you can't move anywhere without violating a patent, we will have ended up stifling the innovation that has been so important to the internet and the web and that will keep it growing. Copyright protection as well has seen perhaps some areas in which there's undue restrictions on the flow of information. I think gradually the industry, the commercial sector is figuring out that a more open model for distributing information may actually help the profitability of the content industries, and certainly the campaign is committed to supporting that approach along with the traditional protection of copyright. The final and perhaps most important aspect of the campaign's position on internet policy issues is to emphasize that we can do a much better job of using the internet and the web in order to open up the government to both citizen participation and to keep the government more accountable to the citizenry who it's supposed to be serving. The last 8 years of The Bush administration here has been characterized by a very high degree of secrecy. There's an enormous amount of information that has been classified and kept from public view. Judicial proceedings are in many more cases secret. And Senator Obama is committed to make sure that we're doing the best job we can do of actually using the web to open up the government rather than keeping things secret. He's called for the creation of a chief technology officer for the entire United States government as a way of making sure that we're deploying the best technology for the purposes of openness, to make sure that the information that comes from different parts of the government is interoperable between the different agencies, and that citizens can really do the best job of using it. We've had quite a lot of debate in the United States over the last 8 years over the direction of electronic surveillance law, wiretapping, and other kinds of surveillance. Senator Obama, on the one hand, has made it a clear priority that where it's necessary for national security purposes, law enforcement authorities need to have electronic surveillance available to it with the appropriate judicial authorization. What we've seen too often, though, is this administration expanding government surveillance power without corresponding expansion of accountability mechanisms. So again, where surveillance is legitimate and justified by a real suspicion about some person, it ought to be able to be conducted under the supervision of the courts. We're very concerned, though, about the expansion of the so-called unwarranted surveillance powers, and would work to bring more accountability into that environment. Beyond the very specific public policy questions that govern regulatory aspects of the internet, I think that the campaign really has recognized that the internet and the web have tremendous ability to address broader social challenges, the challenges of climate change, the challenges of making the healthcare system in the United States more efficient, which is a real problem for us here, are challenges that we think can be met in important ways with an open internet. So not only is there a commitment to addressing these very particular public policy questions, we also want to make sure that in the end we have an internet and a web environment that can really serve these larger public purposes.
Okay, yeah, that was a nice overview. I have one more question.
Sure.
What I haven't heard here at the whole CFP, what is with open source? In Germany, for example, it's a topic for the government to use open source in government agencies.
Yes.
Is that a topic here?
It has certainly been a topic. And the topic that is addressed very directly in the Obama technology platform is a commitment to open standards in government systems. So we have seen, again, over the last 8 years, a number of situations in which we have public services offered by government agencies that are only available to people who use certain kinds of browsers. It happens to have been Internet Explorer in each of the relevant cases. There's a commitment to make sure that whatever services are provided outward to the citizens will be available based on open standards on any platform anyone would happen to use. Certainly what we want to do is make sure that the government isn't working against a competitive environment for software. I think the Obama campaign hasn't taken a particular position on open source software. I think that in many ways there's quite a lot of momentum in many, many agencies in the government towards recognizing the value of open source software. Interestingly enough, this happens most particularly in the defense agencies. They're the agencies that worry, I think, about the reliability of their software. They worry about making sure that they can scrutinize the security vulnerabilities of the software that they use. So in fact, the National Security Agency spearheaded the Secure Linux initiative, all because those agencies recognize that a key benefit of open source software is that it's possible to assess its security and reliability properties more more completely, and I would say that trend would certainly be continued in an Obama administration.
Okay, yeah, that was very nice. Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for the interview.
Enjoyed being here. I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.